All right, everybody, I think I have a play-by-play action of the Lady Eagles versus the Homer Mariners, I believe they are. Scores looking like... Six to seven in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Timeout taken. Just as I got you on, 1:57 left here in the first quarter. All right, ladies making their way back. Looks like it's going to be Eagles ball. Mariners trying to press. The girls break it. Ariana going all the way. She'll pass it to Misty. Misty out to Morgan for three. And that one's just off the mark and goes out of bounds. Oh, yeah. Okay, guys, go out. Mariners ball. They dribble down, pass over to the wing, into the paint, and underneath, that one's up and good. Giving the Mariners a 1-point lead, 8-7. Ariana, down to Summer, over to Misty. Misty passes it out to Precious, who puts that one up for two. Okay, looking like they didn't change that score there. Still says 6-9 now. Mariners passing it around long. Crazy pass underneath. Goes out of bounds.
Why is there chocolate over here?
Okay. Last touch by the Mariners. Sandpoint ball. Girls just making some subs. Inbound pass. Oh, it was almost stolen away by the Mariners. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Homer. Sandpoint ball. Now they did finally change the score. It is a 1-point game, 8-9 in favor of the Eagles. Inbound pass to Anna. Down to Summer. Summer going to go up with it. Oh, and it's no good. Rebound by the Mariners. Oh, clearly travel. That whistle is going to be a travel call on the Mariners. Minute, 2 seconds left in the first quarter. Inbound pass over to... Morgan, she tries to get it to her teammates. It's going to be stolen by the Mariners. They'll go down, find their lady wide open underneath. That one's an easy two baskets for her. Giving them the 1-point lead, 10-9. 47 left as Summer drives. When she's met by some defense, they're going to call travel. 43 seconds left in the first quarter. Our Mariners getting it passed to their half. They pass in the paint. Kick it back out. She'll put up a shot. That one's up and good, giving them a 3-point lead. 25 seconds left as Anna brings it down. Looks like she's going to go all the way with it. And she does. Puts it up. And it's no good. Rebound by the Mariners. And it'll be stolen from them to... Morgan, she'll launch it down to Ariana. She puts it up, and it's no good again. Tries a reverse layup, but that's no good. She will get the foul call on that one with just 6.9 left in the first quarter as she goes to the line for her two shots. Okay, we'll go. All right, first shot is up. It was no good. Second one is up and is no good. Rebound by the Mariners. They will get this last shot off. And that will be the end of the first quarter. 12-9 in favor of the Homer Mariners. We'll get you a little underwriting while we wait for the next quarter.
Which one is that?
What you're listening to is brought to you in part by Sandpoint Generating. Established in 2006, Sandpoint Generating has been providing power to the people in Sandpoint for over a decade. For any questions about your service or outages, please call 907-383-4020. Sandpoint Generating, a stalwart supporter of public radio.
Hello, everybody. GCI has a quick message for you. Take it away, Dave.
High-speed Fiber Plus internet is now available in Sandpoint. GCI now offers internet near you at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information at gci.com/internet.
All right, these ladies should be making their way back to the court for the second quarter of this game, the Sandpoint Lady Eagles versus the Homer Mariners, 12-9 in favor of the Mariners. Okay. All right, out comes the ladies. Looks like everybody but Mia in. Misty Summer, Precious, Anna, and Morgan. It's going to be white ball. And that's the Mariners. So Mariners ball. They swing it over to the side. Take it back to the top. Swing it over to the other side. Wide open. Oh, I thought it was a shot. It was a pass underneath. Nice look. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound by the Eagles. Ariana to Morgan. Morgan running the baseline. She'll pass it off to Precious. Precious back to Morgan. Long pass out to Summer. Swing it over to Anna. She'll bring it to the top. Get it to Summer. Over to Misty. In the paint to Morgan. She puts it up. It's no good. She tries to get her own rebound. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by her. Mariners ball. All right. Swinging it over to the top. Into the paint. Underneath. And Misty just grabs a hold of it and takes it. So, steal by her, pass to Anna, down to Summer. She'll bring it to the top, give it back to Anna, to Morgan, to the top to Precious. And she will drive and dish it off to Morgan under the hoop, and she misses. And that whistle, I think, was a foul on the floor. I think that was after she shot. Yes. Morgan will draw the foul on that rebound. Ladies set up their offensive play. Inbound pass under their hoop. Ariana, inbound pass to Morgan. Long pass back over to Anna. She puts up a three, and it's no good. Rebound by Precious. Gets it to Morgan. Oh, tries to get it to Anna, but it's stolen. Mariners playing a nice man defense. She'll put up a shot. No good. They'll get their own rebound. Put up another shot. No good. Ariana with the rebound. Long pass down to Morgan, who will go all the way with it. Puts it up. And that one's good. So, 1 point lead, 12-11. Still in favor of the Mariners. As they get to their half of the court. Almost a steal by Ariana. Nice defense. Causing your player to lose control and it goes out of bounds. I'll touch Rihanna. So, Mariners ball. Inbound pass. They pass it into the paint and dish it off to the girl underneath the hoop, and she just goes up with it, making an easy 2 points. The play working for them, just passing to the top of the paint and then dishing it off to the bottom. Precious will go, try to go all the way. I don't know why she stopped. Precious goes all the way down and passes it off to Misty, and that's going to be a jump ball. Either way, possession will stay with the Lady Eagles. They'll take it out, inbound pass under their hoop again. 5:43 left in the first half. Inbound pass to Misty, over to Morgan, to Summer, who will drive, put up a shot. It's no good. Mariners with the rebound. And some Morgan playing some nice defense, causing a turnover. Looking like one of the ladies might be hurt. One of the Mariners is on the ground. So, not quite sure what's going on. Girls going to their bench. We'll just give you a little underwriting in the meantime.
Fishing is a large part of what we do here in the Aleutians East Borough, but it's not all we do. Aleutia understands this, providing fish processing to the Aleutians, while also supporting local community services and events, such as your local public radio station. With their office being located right here in Sandpoint, Aleutia has shown a commitment to fresh, high-quality seafood and the people who harvest it, right from our backyards. For further information, please call 907-383-5909. Aleutia, steadfast supporters of local fishermen here in the Aleutians East Borough.
All right, ladies are back. I'm going to guess that was maybe a sprained ankle or something. In that last play, Morgan caused a turnover, last touch by the Mariners. So Lady Eagles ball, the inbound pass to Precious, back to Anna. And Anna get in the lane. She'll put up the shot. Anna's no good. Rebound by the Mariners. Almost a steal by the ladies, but they'll make it to their half court. They'll put up a shot. Short. Anna with that rebound. I can guarantee she's going all the way with this. She does. And she gets the foul call. The shot is no good, but I think she'll go on the line. Oh, I think they might have called a travel. Not a foul. My bad. Mariners ball. Inbound pass to the top. Underneath it, that play. Thankfully, they are not making their shots. Three shots go up. None of them go in. But they will draw a foul. I saw a one. So that must have been on Mia, maybe? Her first Mariner's first shot up is no good. 14-11, still in favor of the Mariners. 4:47 left in the first half. And her second shot is up. And that one's good. 15-11. All right. Anna with the ball coming down. Down. Tries to get it to Misty, but she just can't keep it in her hands. Out of bounds. So Mariner's ball. They'll get it past their half court and get onto their side. Swing it over down to exactly what they've been doing. Lady Eagles kind of catching on. They were able to stop that play. Girls just passing it to the free throw line and passing it down to the down the bottom there. Inbound pass by the Mariners. They pass it in the paint. The girl puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by Misty. To Morgan. She'll bring it down. Anna for three. And that one's good. I think it is now a one-point game. 15-14. Still in favor of the Mariners. Yeah. You can.
I think the kids want you.
Oh, okay. All right, we're going to give it to Austin, and he'll finish out this half. It's all you.
All right, thanks for that. Another fast break and 2 points there for the Sandpoint Eagles, and they take the lead at 16-15 now against the junior varsity team at Homer. Missed pass goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Mariners. Sandpoint will throw in on the sideline. On the floor, we have Mia Cromer, Precious Kamenanga, Misty Marine. And looking for the next team, there comes Morgan and Ariana Wilson rounding out the five for the Sandpoint Eagles. Mia gets the pass, sends it right back over to Ariana, who walks over to the right-hand wing. Long jumper for three, hits the back of the rim, and Homer will get the rebound. Some tall players here for Homer. Another missed pass almost goes out of bounds, whew, but she was able to run it down. Nice defense at the top of the line by Anna, putting some heavy pressure. Pass to the top of the free throw line, back outside and into the paint now. Three in the key, yep. And this being a junior varsity squad that Sandpoint's playing against, we're going to see a team here that's learning a lot and growing, and a good opportunity for them to come here. Great for the Lady Eagles to go over there and play against the Mariners and Homer as they begin their road trip. Again, the score is 16 for Sandpoint, 15 for Homer. Precious loses her the ball, picks it back up, down to the baseline where Marine will pick it up. Up to Anna, screen set, three-point shot. It's a good line. Ooh, just hits the back of the rim. Homer on a fast break now. Missy's trying to get back. Beats the offense, gets in front of her, and puts enough pressure for the shot to not go down, but the putback will be good for two. Score now 17. Oh! Inbound pass. I think we're going to have a full court man-to-man. And there's a substitution for the Mariners. Yeah, full court man-to-man being deployed here by Homer. So it's kind of a full court press in a way, but it doesn't have a trap part of it. It's just man-to-man. Oh, Missy sees an open lane, goes all the way for the layup. Good. Great. Great hustle there by Missy Marine, seeing the opportunity and taking it. 18 for the Eagles, 17 for Sandpoint. Or, sorry, 17 for Homer. Lovely town, Homer. Great for the girls to go down there and get to see it. Mariners with the ball, top of the perimeter, into the post. There's a cut into the paint. They send it back outside. Nice shovel pass, jump for two on the baseline. No good. Put back by the Mariners, also no good. And there's the outlet pass to Morgan, and the Lady Eagles are moving up fast on transition. She's got Anna across the post, passed, hits the body of the Mariners, and out of bounds. So Sandpoint will throw in underneath their basket. Another substitution for Homer. Now, I'll say it again, these Lady Eagles are a mighty team. Anna throws it in, outside to Morgan, passes back to Anna for three on the baseline, top of the rim, bounces around, doesn't quite go down. Fight for the rebound, goes in the hands of Morgan, who quickly takes it outside of the paint. Nice pump fake by Anna, who penetrates, gets a defensive collapse on her, sends it out to Morgan for three. Oh, just doesn't hit. Foul. The rebound goes to the Mariners, who quickly pass it out, and Morgan puts a little bit too much of a body on the player with the ball. 1:21 here to go in the quarter. 18 for Sandpoint, 17 for Homer. Ball at the top of the free throw line, intercepted by Ariana. Eagles with the ball. It's a really tight man-to-man defense. High energy from the Mariners. Oh, nice cut by Anna, who goes up the post, puts up a layup. No good. Deflected. Marine picks it up and sends it outside for a three-point shot by Precious Kamenanga. Kisses the net and goes straight down. Fast transition by the Mariners. Moving quick, catch the Lady Eagles off foot. Shot up, no good. Rebound goes to Morgan. Quick pass to Anna. And she sees Misty wide open, and she's going to drive in there. Again, the defense collapses real hard, making that a difficult push. Can't get the shot to go down. Fast break by Homer. Shot up, no good. 19 seconds. Rebound goes to the Eagles, and Precious will bring it up for Sandpoint. 21-17. 11 seconds left. Precious. Nice pass to the post to Mia, who puts it up. Almost goes down. Rebound to Morgan. On it for three. In and out. 1 second left on the clock. There's the buzzer. Good hustle there by these two teams. And as we come to the bench, Sandpoint with 21. Homer with 17. 10 minutes on the clock as we begin the halftime. Thanks for tuning in here to KSDP, where we're bringing you as much coverage as we can get here the road trip. We'll hear from our sponsors and come back for more second half basketball in just 10 minutes.
Brought to you by
Aleutian Services in Cold Bay. Aleutian Services has been serving the Aleutians Eastboro for over 30 years and is proud sponsor.
For Madonna, sadly, we're going to go back for action here on the courts in Homer, where the Lady Eagles are squaring up against the Homer Junior Varsity Mariners. Great game right now with the Lady Eagles in the lead, 21-17, as we start the third quarter. Ball tipped out, diving save by Ariana. Was that Ariana? No, that was Misty. Diving save by Misty. Great effort there. She flew out, grabbed the ball, and knocked it off the player. Full court man-to-man. Anna's got to do her own save. That one goes in the hands of the Mariners. And it's really good that Sandpoint's getting to go against this full court press and making them work for it. And, you know, there's a difference. You can see different kinds of full court presses. You see, like, a full court man-to-man where you're just defending the person that you're assigned to. And then there's full court presses that incorporate a trap. And there's different methods to get past both those presses. And here with the man-to-man, it's really about just trying to get past. And ball goes down to the paint, knocked loose. Mariners try to save it, but it goes out of bounds on the sideline, so Sandpoint will throw in. Yeah, there's that man-to-man. Ball dribbles out of bounds on as Anna brought it in. And so when you do a trap, the goal for breaking the trap full court is to pass. You pass up the sideline and just move it quick. Here with a full court man-to-man, you kind of want to set up screens and try to get someone free so they can just run the ball past the half court line. So we'll see how the Eagles handle this defense. It's definitely causing some issues. Mariners pass into the post, put a jump shot, swirls around, and does not go down. Homer gets a rebound and travel. Sandpoint with the ball will throw in. Eagles get it inbound, and Misty's going to bring it up for Sandpoint. There was a screen, kind of what we were talking about. All right, Sandpoint breaks the defense. Big pass to Mia. Bounced into the post, back out to Mia. Goes off her foot, but she's able to pick it back up. Anna drains the tray from downtown. Nice shot by Ariana Wilson. 24-17 now the score. 6:27 left to go here in the third quarter. Mariners swing to the right-hand wing, keeping it outside the perimeter. Nice inside pass, run up the baseline, sent to the top of the post. Looking for help, ball goes loose, picked up by the Mariners, shot comes up short. Put back, and a foul called on the put back. And Homer will go to the line here for two. Homer with the ball, takes it a dribble. They're down by seven now. First shot goes off the front of the rim. Young lady from Homer will get a second attempt. Total team foul so far for the Mariners, only five, so not much foul trouble here for either team. Second attempt. Also hits the front rim, but the Mariners get their own rebound. Putting it up from the baseline. Won't stick.
Rebound, fast pass to Morgan, and Sandpoint now has their turn out of fast transition as Morgan quickly brings it past the half court line. Misty outside, a tall player guarding Misty, so she had a look at the basket for three, but I think she knew that there was not enough distance. Anna gets the shot way downtown, closely guarded, hits the top of her head, calling it on your head there. But yeah, Missy's being guarded by a player that at least is, well, they're about the same height actually, but she really looks very tall. Shot by the Mariners, no good. Fast break by Ariana. She's going to go coast to coast. Puts up a high layup. Rebound to the Mariners, but knocked loose by Misty, and Ariana will take it back outside. Morgan to Misty now. Nice passing by the Eagles, looking for that open basket. Anna on the rotation now on the top side, brings into the paint. High pass just above Morgan. She reaches up there, tips it off her fingers, and can't bring it down. Looks like the score was corrected. They're saying 21-17 now for Sandpoint. Should have been, that's what it was at the half, and then Sandpoint scored a three. So that's probably a 27 because they got that second three. So 27-17, Lady Eagles are now up by 10. 4:45 left to go here in the quarter. Shot by the Mariners, won't go down. And here comes the Lady Eagles setting up a screen, getting Ariana a little bit of breathing room from the defense. Ariana will bounce to Misty. Morgan at the top of the key. Pump fake. Drive into the paint. She'll send it back outside. Ariana feeds it into the post. Morgan gets the ball tipped out of her hands. Oh, man. A little shake and bake and got past. She got the defense looking. But a pass over to Precious gets intercepted by the Homer Mariners. Pass behind. Jumper from the free throw line. Good. 2 points for the Homer Mariners. 27-19 now the score. Looking for help. Long pass over to Mia. Hard pass to Morgan off her fingers. That was some heavy pressure there on Mia. She was trying to get it over to Morgan. Out of bounds. Quick substitution there for Homer. Mariners with the ball. Down by 8. 3:45 left here in the third quarter. Mariners moving the ball. Doing a good job of feeding the post. But nice defense by the Lady Eagles putting the pressure on. Shot goes up. Rebound to Precious. The Mariners try to rope it up, but Precious is able to pass it just in time. Morgan has to hustle to get past the half court in 10 seconds. Nice passing. Precious open for three. High arc. Hits the back of the rim. Loose ball picked up by Ariana. Ariana, top of the key, fires off a three-pointer. Hits the backboard, doesn't go down. Travel. Mariners on the transition, moving a little too quickly. Sandpoint will throw in underneath their basket. And it looks like Summer Walls will check in for Morgan Gunderson now. Play in action. Summer gets the ball. Takes it inside, bounce to Mia, outside the perimeter. Quick shot over the rim by Anna. Oh, what a steal. Count the basket as, trying to see who this is. It looked like it was Misty. Yeah, Misty comes up from behind with a great steal. Turns and burns and puts it up on the left-hand side. Gets fouled, making this a possible three-point play. Good hustle there by Marine. Score is 29 for Sandpoint, 19 for the Mariners. Less than 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Shot up. Hits the front of the rim. Rebound to the Mariners. And nice pass behind the defense, but Sandpoint transitions quick enough. Shot goes up. And an attempt to save it as it goes out of bounds won't stick. Eagle possession now. Nice pass to Misty, who hands off to Anna. One-on-one. Bounce way across the post to Mia. Jump ball called there as Mia tries to make up some time, get over there and rope it up. Now, that was a tough call there. Anna had to really launch that pass across the post and then some to get it to Mia, but she had a one-on-one that she was trying to get out of. So I understand it's hard to make those decisions in the moment. But Ariana has pretty good court IQ and really knows what to do. Throw it in. Pass to Summer, who gets past the defense. Shot off the glass. No good. Good inbound and good opportunity there. Shot just wouldn't go down. 10-point lead for Sandpoint now. 2:30 left to go in the third. Player cutting into the lane. All the way for a layup. No good. Put back also no good. And Misty with the rebound. She finds Ariana, who takes it up. Nice crossover. Sends it over to the perimeter for a three-point shot by Summer. Just off the top of the rim. Misty on the rebound. Sends it back outside. Precious from the free throw line to the left of the rim. This time the Mariners get it. Oh, and a fast break pass was not seen. Misty picks it up. 2-on-1. She weaves past traffic. What are they going to call? Blocking, I think. Yeah, foul on the floor. Blocking on the Mariners. Misty was trying to work her way up into the paint. Forces the foul. 1:49 left here in the third quarter. 10-point lead for the Eagles, 29-19. Sandpoint throwing in underneath their hoop. Outside to Misty in the corner. Taking up to the top. Hands off to Anna. Anna loses the ball. Picked up by the Mariners. Here's a fast break. Three Eagles trying to chase her down. Just can't quite close the distance. Nice layup there by the Mariners. And a whistle. I'm not sure if we've got an injured player here. Looks like we've got a player on the floor. Oh, man. Ariana. She's just off camera, so it's hard to tell. Ariana does get up. And a timeout called, full timeout called by Coach Dantessa. Probably wants to take a quick look at Ariana and make sure she's doing okay. Quite a few good players here on the Lady Eagles as they lead here 29-21. And if you think about the breadth of the talent, it's a very talented squad. Short on players with only six, so not a lot of room to spare, of course. But every single player really contributing. But Ariana, definitely a leader on the court, big playmaker, and also just an outstanding shooter. And when she gets hot on the court, it really makes a difference. So hopefully doing good. I see Morgan checking in. They might be giving Ariana a chance to rest her leg. It'll be interesting to see how the Lady Eagles contend with Ariana being off the court. Now, I think Morgan will probably pick up her spot as point guard. Misty could do it as well. I know they want Misty down below the basket, though, given her height and strength, so it makes sense that she won't spend as much time with the ball. All right, as we come out, yep, Ariana's sitting on the bench. Morgan's going to inbound the pass, usually done by Anna. So she seems to be taking the point position. 90 seconds in the third, Sandpoint up by 8. And there's the defense, knocks the ball. It's more, you know, forces Precious out of bounds. So now the Mariners will throw in underneath their own basket. I think they're going to need Misty to really help them get through this full court press on the inbound pass. All right, Mariners on the outside perimeter. Oh, ball tipped up by Misty. Homer picks it back up. Outside the three-point line, again tipped up by Misty. This time it's going to go, it's going to get saved. And Summer's right there to pick it up. Had a player down court, but Sandpoint will just bring it up. Nice. Pick and roll over to, well, it's more of a passing cut. Morgan passed the ball to the top of the key, cuts down the lane, and Mia hands it right back to her for an easy layup. 31-21 now. Less than a minute to go here in the third quarter. Homer with the ball in the corner, passes it back outside, now to the left-hand side. Ball poked out by Summer. Blue ball, Sandpoint with the possession as it goes out off the foot of the Mariners. Great defense from Sandpoint. 40 seconds on the clock in the third quarter. Ball inbounded to Morgan. She's got Misty at the half court line, and Misty will bring it up for Sandpoint. Misty cuts in.
Hands it off to Precious. Summer at the free throw line, looking for help. Takes it back outside. She bounces over to Misty. Misty's got a look at the basket, but she's trying to feed it over to Morgan. Morgan drives the baseline, open shot, off the glass, good for two. Great job by Morgan. Just saw the open lane and took it. 8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Mariners moving fast, 3 seconds. Shot up, off the glass, and good at the buzzer. 33-23 with a Sandpoint Lady Eagles in the lead. We're going to come back here in just a minute for the fourth and final quarter of this matchup. It's the Lady Eagles over in Homer playing against the junior varsity squad for the Homer Mariners. But here's a quick word from our sponsors on KSDP.
The programming that you're listening to is brought to you in part by Sandpoint Generating. Established in 2006, Sandpoint Generating has been providing power to the people in Sandpoint for over a decade. For any questions about your service or outages, please call 907-383-4020. Sandpoint Generating, a stalwart supporter of public radio.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Fourth quarter action here at the Mariner Gymnasium in Homer, Alaska. Sandpoint Lady Eagles against the Junior Varsity Mariners from Homer. Sandpoint with the ball. Morgan gets a loose pass and runs up a lane in paint. Doesn't go down. Fight for the rebound. In the hands of Misty, who tries to run up. Oh, man, difficult shot on the bottom right post. About 5 feet from the hoop. Goes up and in off the glass. Sandpoint has had a comfortable lead here for the majority of the game. They have 35, Homer with 23. And the Mariners have just not been able to build any momentum on the offense to really challenge Sandpoint with their lead. They do have a really good defensive game going with a full court press. All right, Homer with the ball. Send it back outside the three-point line. Moving it to the top of the perimeter. Oh, nice deflection by Misty. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by her, but that was a really nice deflection. Sandpoint defending underneath the Mariner basket. Shot goes up again. That one won't stick. Fight for the ball. Out of bounds. Jump ball called on that one. Delay in the whistle. Jump ball will go in favor of Sandpoint. Looking down the court, Ariana is still sitting on the bench. She seems to have maybe tweaked her ankle a little bit on a play in the third quarter. Nice pass to Misty, who takes it past the half court. Going all the way, sees no one to stop her. Pulls up for the jumper, no good. Mia on the putback, just short as well. Homer with the rebound. Oh, but there's a steal. Ball goes loose. And Misty picks it up. She's got Precious on her right. I think she's going to try to take it all the way. Shot up, just won't go down. Precious on the putback, won't go in either. And Homer with the rebound. 12-point lead for Sandpoint with 6:20 left to go here in the game. Mariners in possession. Tight defense from Summer Walls. Homer moves the ball into the post. Ball gets tipped out. And that'll be Homer possession. Last touch by the Lady Eagles. A couple of substitutions here for Homer. Homer throwing in on the sideline. They inbound the pass, passing around. There's an easy pickoff by Morgan. who just read the play, taking it all the way. Layup, good for two. What a steal and play by Morgan. 37-23 now. Eagles up by 14. Steal by Precious. Summer on a fast break. Nice cut to the right side. Gets past the defense. Shot up. No good, but she'll go to the line for two. First shot by Summer won't go down. Another pair of substitutions for Homer. Summer with a second shot. That one also doesn't go down. Oh, the pass is stolen by Summer. Cross the post to Misty, who finishes the play and gets 2 points. 39-23 as Sandpoint is building the lead here. Homer with the ball. Send it down to the wing. Ball almost travel. Good pressure there by Morgan, forcing the travel. Sandpoint now up by 16. 5:19 left here in the game. Heavy defensive pressure. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Precious. And I'll tell you, the highlight of the Mariner game has without question been their full court press, which has really been intense. And, you know, hats off to the Lady Eagles who have contended well with it. But Homer really has something going with this full court pressure. Inbound pass by the Mariners. Outside at the white line, sending it up to the right corner of the three-point line. Now back outside. Homer penetrates past the perimeter to the top of the free throw line. Nice triangle pass outside for three. No good. Rebound to Precious. She turns and looks for some help and finds Morgan. Morgan will get a nice screen. Bounces right off of it. Goes to the left-hand side. Good response from the defense. Oh, Missy gets the pass. Bounce off her hand. She's able to recover. Morgan to Mia across post. Again misses the pass. And it's just like she gets the pass and she's already thinking about what she wants to do. Sandpoint now playing D. Here comes Homer moving up. Past the half court line. Top of the free throw line. Good defense from Misty. Ball gets tipped up. Into the hands of Morgan. Gunderson will now try to shake past her defense. She gets the screen, passed up to Missy, and this is that passing game that you really need. But the ball gets stolen from Missy. Knocked loose. She's able to maintain her dribble, though, and gets it back. Good dribbling skills. Morgan with the ball. Passes into Mia. Goes back outside. Cross to Misty. I think Sandpoint. Good tip out there by the Mariners. Pass intended for Summer. Goes out of bounds. 4 minutes left to go, which is still a bit of time. It's going to be difficult for the Mariners to come back in. Oh, nice run up the lane by Misty. Good for two. Yep, she had a nice wide open lane there. Behind the court, takes it. I think that should be 41-23. They're trying to correct the score here. Yep, going backwards. Let's see what they do. Yep, 41-23. Pass behind the defense for the Mariners. Oh, just over her fingers. Can't save it. Sandpoint with the ball. Full court press here. We need a separate pass. Someone needs to be down the court. Good steal by the Mariners. Shot goes up and foul. So what they need to do is line this up onto the sideline. So you inbound the pass. You get it close to the person because you have full court pressure. You get it there, and you have someone like just halfway up to the half-court line on the sideline that you pass it to, and if they can run up, they run, and if not, you have someone not far away from them. The Eagles are just too spread out with this full-court press, and the defense is tight. First attempt from the line is good for the Mariners, 24-41, Sandpoint with the lead. Second attempt, no good. Rebound tipped up. On the floor, picked up by the Mariners. Homer with another chance at the basket. Moving the ball outside. Looking for an opportunity. They send it back to the top right corner. Now to the far right side. Now the baseline. Moving around, looking for an opportunity. Ball gets passed and goes too far over the hands of the intended Mariner and out of bounds. Sandpoint will now throw in on the sideline past the half-court line. All right, so Precious gets wide open. Missed assignment by the Mariners. Travel called. I think if Precious had gone all the way with that, she could have drawn a foul, but with this kind of lead, do you really want to force physical contact, especially that fast, especially when you only have six players? And I think the answer is no. Mariners will take the ball off the travel. Outside the three-point line, moving it down to the baseline. Nice deflection by Morgan. Mariners pick it up, pass into the paint. Stolen by Misty. And Misty will pull up her dribble and find Morgan. Long pass, easily deflected or picked up by Mariners, but stolen by Summer, who came right behind her, who takes it all the way, passed into Mia on the paint. No good, Mariners on the rebound. 2:30 left in the game. Sandpoint up by 17. Nice steal by Summer. This time she goes for the layup, misses the layup. Rebound to Morgan, who finishes it on the left-hand side, just about 2 feet away from the hoop. 19-point lead now for the Eagles with 2 minutes left in the game. Homer with the ball, moving fast. Driving in, passing to the post, good feeding. Shot goes up, deflected by Morgan, and out of bounds, last touch by Sandpoint. And you can see the beginning of these plays here coming along. This is a junior varsity squad, so a lot of these players are going to be building up towards varsity, and you can see the beginnings of a very good offense brewing here. They're feeding the post really well, and once they get some experience... Oh, nice deflection by Sandpoint off that inbound pass. Summer going one-on-one. She's going to pull back and burn down some time. Hard pass, hits Precious, goes back to her now. Whoa, player for Homer dove to the ground. I think she kind of tripped, actually, knocks the ball loose. Last touch by the Eagles. But yeah, you can really see that the Mariners have a good offense brewing here. They're feeding the post, looking for opportunities, a little more experience, and they'll be able to really convert some baskets. But Sandpoint's done an awesome job stealing the ball, making these plays happen. Their offense has been superior during this game, as you can tell by their 19, now 17, now 16-point lead off a three-point jumper for the Mariners. Oh, man. Misty just weaves through traffic to a wide-open backcourt. She must have weaved around three different players to make that happen. Nice wide-open layup. 45-27 now. Nice steal by Precious. Summer on the left wing. She's going to pass it just out of her reach, but she closes the distance, gets the ball, and a nice jumper. Sandpoint now up by 20. Less than a minute to go in the game. Homer with the ball. Right-hand side. Half court. Ball goes loose. Picked up by Summer. Summer needs help. She finds Mia. Mia passes across it into the paint where it's picked off by Homer. 30 seconds left to go here. Ball in the hands of Homer for a three-point shot. Off the top of the rim. Mia gets a rebound, and Homer really tried to rip it off from her, but she hangs on to it. Morgan crosses the half court. Finds Summer. Pulls up a jumper for three. Off the glass and good. Nice. 50-27 now for Sandpoint. 4 seconds left here in the game. And there's the buzzer. Big victory for the Sandpoint Lady Eagles down in Homer. 50-27 is the final score of the first game here post-Dillingham. And what a great game here for the Lady Eagles it was. Thanks for tuning in. Again, the final score, 50 for the Sandpoint Lady Eagles and 27 for the JV Mariners over there at Homer.
This is Austin Roof. We're going to go back to our regularly scheduled programming of All Things Considered here on KSDP.